evening for the first time.
What's your name?
Leo.
Yeah? And your name? Yeah?
Who else?
Yeah?
Who else was there? Somebody else.
Yeah? Okay, I want to welcome you all. Thank you for coming. And we hope you enjoy yourself. The best part is yet to come. Right after this short little notice from our sponsor. We're going to read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is known, or is means, the Bhagavad Gita means the song of the Supreme. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Some people said the translation would be sentence by sentence.
Okay. All right, Tanya. Come forward and take your microphone. It's your big chance. Tanya's going to speak and I'm going to translate into English. Okay. This evening we're going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 4, entitled Transcendental Knowledge, text number 1. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Imam Vivaspate Yogam Proktavanaham Avyayam Vivasan manave praha manur ikshvakave bravit. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivasan. And Vivasan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind. And Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshaku.
Prevod. Božanska ličnost, gospodin Šri Krišna reče, prenao sam znanje o ovoj neuništivoj nauci o jogi Bogu Sunca, Vivasanu. Vivasan ga je prenao Manu, a Manu Ikshaku.
Okay, you can read the report there.
Komentar. Ovdje se opisuje istorija Bhagavad Gita koja datira iz davnih vremena kada je bila prenesena kraljevskom staležu svih planeta, počeo od sunca. Kraljevi svih planeta su posebno dužni da štite stanovništvo i zato kraljevski stalež treba shvatiti Bhagavad Gitu da bi mogao vladati građanima i zaštititi ih od materijalne vezanosti za požudu. Ljudski život je namenjen negovanju duhovnog znanja o večnom odnosu sa svevišnjom božanskom ličnošću i dužnost je izvršnih organa svih država i planeta da kroz obrazovanje, kulturu i devociju prenesu građanima ta učenja. Drugim rečima, vođe svih država su dužni da šire nauku o svjesnosti Krišne, tako da ljudi mogu iskoristiti ovu veliku nauku i slijediti put koji vodi ka uspjehu, koristeći priliku koju im pruža ljudski oblik života. U ovom milenijumu, Bog Sunca je poznat kao Vivasan, kralj Sunca, koji je poreklo svih planeta u sunčevom sistemu. U Brahma Samhiti 5.52 je rečeno Yachakshirisha Savita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Rashisha Tujaha
Yasya Gaya Brahmati Samrita Kala Chakra Govinda Madi Purusham Aham Vajami. Go on.
Brahma je rekao, obožavam se višnu božansku ličnost, Govindu Krišnu, koji je izvorna osoba i po čijem uređenju sunce krasnih planeta posjeduje ogromnu moć i toplotu. Sunce predstavlja gospodinovo oko i kreće se svojim putanjem po njegovoj naredbi. Sunce je krasnih planeta, a Bog Sunca, koji se sada zove Vipassan, vlada suncem koje upravlja svim drugim planetama, snadbevajući ih toplotom i svetlošću. On kruži po naredbi gospodina Krišne, koji je prvobitno preneo nauku o Bhagavad Giti Vipassanu. Tako je Vipassan postao njegov prvi učenik koji je shvatio nauku o Bhagavad Giti. Gita stoga nije spekulativna rasprava namenjena beznačajnim svetovnim učenjacima, već merodavna knjiga znanja koja potiče od pradavnih vremena. U Mahabharati Shanta Parva nalazimo sljedeći opis istorije Gite.
Translation.
Na početku milenijuma poznatog kao Treta Juga, Vipassan je prenao Manu ovu nauku o odnosu sa svevišnjim. Kao otac čovečanstva, Manu ju je prenao svom sinu Maharadži Ikšvaku, kralju ove planete Zemlje i praocu Rahu dinastije u kojoj se pojavio gospodin Ramachandra. Tako Bhagavad Gita postoji u ljudskom društvu od vremena Maharadža Ikšvakua. U sadašnjem trenutku prošlo je samo 5000 godina Kali Juge, koja traje 432.000 godina. Prije nje je bila Dvapara Juga, koja traje 800.000 godina, a prije nje Treta Juga, koja traje 1.200.000 godina. Tako je Mano saopštio Bhagavad Gitu svom učeniku i sinu Maharadži Ikšvaku, kralju ove planete Zemlje, pre 2.500.000 godina. Izračunato je da doba sadašnjeg Manua traje oko 305.300.000 godina, od kojih je prošlo 120.400.000 godina. Ako prihvatimo da je gospodin saopštio Gitu svom učeniku Bogu Sunca Vipassanu prije prerođenja Manua, Bhagavad Gita je po gruboj proceni bila izgovorena pre najmanje 120.400.000 godina. U ljudskom društvu postoji 2.000.000 godina, a gospodin je ponovno saopštio Arđuni pre 5.000 godina. To je gruba procena istorije Gite, prema rečima same Gite i njegovog govornika, gospodina Šri Krišne. Gita je bila saopštena Bogu Sunca Vipassanu, jer je kšatrija i otac svih Surya Vamsha, kšatrija, potomaka Boga Sunca. Pošto ju je izgovorila svoja višna božanska ličnost, Bhagavad Gita je jednako dobra kao Vede. Stoga je znanje koje je u njoj izneseno, a Paurušaja, nadljudsko. Kao što se vedska uputstva prihvataju takva kakva jesu, bez svetovnog tumačenja, Gita se mora prihvatiti bez svetovnog tumačenja. Svetovni mudrijaši mogu na svoj način spekulisati o Giti, ali to nije Bhagavad Gita kakva jeste. Bhagavad Gita se mora prihvatiti takva kakva jeste od učeničkog nasljeđa i ovdje je opisano da ju je gospodin prenao Bogu Sunca, koju ju je prenao svom sinu Manu, a Manu svom sinu Ikšvaku.
We just, reason we were late, a little late for the bhajan.
Razlog da smo tako pozni na bhajanu.
We just came from a place in Austria known as Therme Blumau.
Pravkar smo prišli iz Austrije, iz mjesta znano pod imenom Therme Blumau.
It's near Graz.
Blizu Graca.
So we went there to meet one doctor there. His name is Wolfgang Kerber.
Ja smo šli k nekomu zdravniku z imenom Wolfgang
Kolbol.
Kolbol.
K-O-E-L-B-L. Anyway. So, very nice man. And he invited us, actually I went there to introduce him to Krishna consciousness and to present him a copy of Bhagavad Gita cut for just.
Jaz sem šel, da bi mu predstavil zavest Krišne in mu dal Bhagavad Gita kakršna je.
Oh, what do you call it here?
Bhagavad Gita kakršna je.
Oh, it's, what's kakva jeste, that's...
Kakva
jeste. Oh, kakva jeste. Okay, anyway, close. So he took me and Gregor and Dayan to his meditation room, and he had about six or seven adults, business families, and he was leading them through a session of meditation.
Popeljal nas je Gregorja, Dejana in mene, nas je popeljal v sobo za meditacijo, kjer je bilo sedem družin, ki se ukvarjajo s poslovnimi zadevami.
Gotta concentrate. Okay. So, he had all these bells and means long pipes, musical pipes, you know, with all the different levels of sounds. And he had these big, huge Tibetan gongs, and he had little pots, and they were all somehow attached to a speaker system.
Tam je bilo polno različnih piščali, tibetanski gong in zvonovi.
Metal pots and glass pots.
Iz kovine, iz stekla.
Okay. And they were all attached to an amplifier and speaker.
Vsi so bili priključeni na mikrofon in
he had everybody lie down and close their eyes, and then he began banging on all these pots and bells and gongs and
vsi so se ulegli na tla, zaprli oči in so začeli igrati, nositi inštrumente.
And he had them all, he spoke to them and told them that they should all forget about their bodies and just try to think of nothing.
Ta zdravnik je vsem rekel, naj pozabijo, da so telo in mislijo na nič.
And he encouraged them to merge in the sound.
Spodbudil jih je, da naj poniknejo, da se zlijejo z zvokom.
And basically, it was a whole lot of nonsense.
Vse skupaj je bilo nič drugega, kakor nesmisel.
You have probably heard about the four miseries of material life.
Verjetno ste že slišali o štirih nadlogah materialnega življenja.
Actually, there are five miseries of material life.
Jih je pet.
Birth,
rojstvo,
death,
smrt,
disease,
bolezen,
old age,
starost,
and new age. And we were in the middle of a New Age meditation session.
New Age meditation.
He's a sincere person.
Je iskren.
But because he has no knowledge, because he is simply relying upon his own mind, he's speculating like wild, speculating madly.
Ker pa nima znanja in se zanaša samo na svoj um, potem samo špekulira.
He has some idea, but with a little idea, he's adding his own intelligence and expanding it.
Ampak ga vodi inteligenca in jo samo razširja.
This is mental speculation, and we cannot understand the truth, the absolute truth, by guesswork. We can't guess about the absolute truth.
To je samo spekulacija in resnice ne moramo izogibati resnice.
There's nothing that needs to be invented. There's nothing that needs to be researched. The absolute truth is the absolute truth, was the absolute truth, and will be the absolute truth eternally.
Česa ni treba odkrivati ali izumljati, ker resnica je, absolutna resnica je, je bila in bo.
So, all we need to do is receive transcendental knowledge from someone who is a self-realized soul.
Torej moramo absolutno resnico dobiti samo od osebe, ki je že samo spoznana.
Just like some of you are students. How many of you are students?
Koliko od vas so študenti?
Okay, some of you are students. Now, you can't go into your exam and start speculating on the answers.
Na ispit ne more, študenti ne morete na ispit kar tako in samo špekulirati.
Chemistry, mathematics, physics, biology, these are all science.
Kemija, biologija, fizika, to so vse znanosti.
Similarly, there is a science for understanding God.
Tako tudi za razumevanje Boga obstaja eno znanost.
If I have got to understand something very gross, something I can see, something I can touch, something I can smell, something I can hear, then I can come to some conclusion fairly quickly. I can see. This is a microphone. I can hear. Yes, it's a microphone.
Če moram priti do nekega spoznanja na bolj utepljiv način, torej tako da vidimo, moramo videti, slišati, okušati, naprimer ta mikrofon, vidim mikrofon, ja, to je mikrofon, slišim, ja.
But when something is more subtle, I can't see, I can't hear, I can't smell, I can't touch, then that is much more difficult to understand, and just guessing won't work.
Če pa je kaj bolj subtilnega, če se ne moremo dotakniti, slišati, videti, potem je to teže spoznanje.
If it is necessary for a science of physics or a science of chemistry, how much more necessary it is for a science to understand the soul?
Tako kot je za znanost v fiziki potrebno to, da to spoznati, toliko bolje potrebno to spoznati za znanost o duši.
How much more necessary it is to have a science to understand what is consciousness.
Kako je šele potrebno imeti znanost, ki govori o tem, kaj je zavest.
We all have consciousness. We are existing because of consciousness. We know that we exist.
Vsi imamo zavest, obstajamo zaradi te zavesti.
Therefore, this science of bhakti yoga is described here that it has been received directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Znanost o bhakti yogi je bila prenesena neposredno od Vsevišnjega Gospoda.
Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion or the path of dharma, the path of truth, must be revealed directly by the Supreme Person.
Pot dharme, religije, resnice se mora spoznati neposredno od Vsevišnjega Gospoda.
So, therefore, we find that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna 5,000 years ago, and he told him that this sa evayam mayatedya yoga prokta puratana, this very old science. Puratana means old, just like we have Puranas. So Puratana means very old. Sa evayam maya tedya yogo, yoga, yogo prokta puratana. I spoke this very ancient science to the science is coming down in disciplic succession. I spoke it a long time ago. Now that science, that chain of disciplic succession, has been broken. So I'm again speaking Bhagavad Gita to you, Arjuna.
Tukaj spoznamo, da je Krišna izgovoril Bhagavad Gita Arjuna pred 5000 leti. In param pomeni zelo star. Krišna pravi, da je izgovoril Bhagavad Gita zelo dolgo nazaj, Bogu Vivasvamu. In zdaj, ker se je nasledstvo duhovnih učiteljev prekinilo, ponovno to izgovarjam, Bhagavad Gita, tebi, Arjuna.
So, we can understand that it is very specific knowledge. It must be repeated exactly as it is. If there is some adulteration, then it has to be again spoken.
Torej, to znanje je zelo posebno, specifično in je treba ga ponoviti prav tako isto, brez
help. Actually, what you should do is listen as carefully as you can to what I say, and then just repeat. Don't worry what words you use. Don't search for the best word. Just use any word, and gradually you'll get better at it. It's quite not an easy thing to translate. Especially, probably my language is very confusing. But you just, whatever you hear, then you just, whatever comes into your head, say it. And whatever, most of the people know enough English, and I'm speaking slowly enough, that they'll pick up 70% from my English, and another 10-20 from you, and 10% they won't understand. But hesitating, it makes me break my train of thought, and whatever. If you just, this is called bluffing. See? You just go on speaking, people think, oh, she's very good translator, very quick. The people who don't know English, they don't know what I'm saying anyway. So here we find that in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is talking about demigods also, and so. This is something that requires a leap of faith. Because we have been brought up in our culture to believe that there's only life on this planet, and maybe there are some monsters up on the other planets, but we don't know about them yet.
Mislimo da je obstaja samo ta planet. Mogoče so še kakšni taki
just like if, any, if you don't finish on time, I'm going to cut you off. Just like maybe some of you saw Independence Day. That's an idea of what they think is out there on other planets. Independence Day?
Da, mogoče.
The movie.
Aha, tisti, ki ste videli dan neodvisnosti, to je podobno tako kot te.
Human beings are so egocentric that they think that the whole universe revolves around them.
Ljudje so tako egocentrični, da mislijo, da se svet vrti okoli njih.
Although we're like a tiny mustard seed or a tiny grain of sand, in a huge, huge bag of sand, we're like one tiny grain, our planet.
Naš planet pa je pravzaprav kot eno majhno gorčično seme v vreči z mnogimi gorčičnimi semeni.
And on this little tiny grain of sand, on this Earth planet, there are 5.5 billion people.
Na tem majhnem zrncu je 5 milijonov biljard ljudi.
And in on the whole planet there are so many countries, and in one little corner of Europe there's a small country called Slovenia. It's a great country, it's a great country. But it's a small country called Slovenia.
Na tem planetu je toliko, toliko držav in v enem kotku Evrope pa je drobna Slovenija. Ne, ne, pravzaprav se je velika Slovenija.
Hmm. We can sing the Slovenian national anthem now. And, you know, in one little city, in Slovenia, it's the largest city, but in India it might be called a village. In one little small city, there's a tiny little hall, and in that hall there's a handful of people, and each one of them is thinking, I'm the center of the universe. It's all going around me. That's called egocentrism. Centrism.
Yeah. Okay. V tej državi je mestece pravzaprav glavno mesto in, in v tem glavnem mestu je ena dvorana polna ljudi in vsak od teh ljudi misli, da je, da je se v svetu okrog njega vrti. In se reče egocentrizem.
So, the fact is that there are living beings everywhere in the universe. If you look in the water, you find living beings. If you look in the air, if you look in the earth, all around you there are living beings in places where you can't live. The different demigods on different planets are controlling or managing the different facilities which are given to us, like the sun and the rain and the air and so many other facilities that are provided by the demigods. So when Krishna wants to reveal himself to human society, he first of all gives his message to the most intelligent person, and that person instructs his disciple, and in this way the message comes down to us.
Ko se hoče Krishna razodeti, se najprej razodene najbolj inteligentnemu bitju in to inteligentno bitje potem prenese znanje svojemu učencu, dokaj ne pride vse do nas.
This is called Avaroha Panta.
Temu se reče Avaroha Panta.
Meaning descending knowledge.
Sestupajoče znanje.
The senses, the empirical process, the empirical method of acquiring knowledge is that you use your eyes and your ears and your tongue and your tactile sense to try to take in information.
Empirična metoda spoznavanja je, da uporabite si, čute in povlečete iz tega iz informacije.
And then the computer in your head processes all the information taken in, and then you formulate ideas, impressions, perceptions.
Računalnik v naših možganih pa vse te podatke predela in potem jih poda kot ene občutke, ideje, doživljenja.
But if the instruments which take information are very limited, then the computer can only think in a very simple way. The computer is also limited.
Če pa so ti instrumenti, s katerimi pridobivamo informacije, zelo omejen, potem je tudi računalnik omejen.
By computer, I mean your brain. Your brain and your mind working together, your intelligence.
Z računalnikom je mišljena, so mišljeni možgani, vaša inteligenca.
Just like if you have the most sophisticated computer in the world, maybe you have a Cray, C-R-A-Y, a Cray supercomputer that processes billions and billions of transactions, just like one transaction may be 5 plus 5 equals 10. So it'll do billions of transactions like that in a very short period of time. It'll do millions in a second. Millions of transactions.
Najsodobnejši računalnik lahko obdela bilijone in bilijone podatkov v kratkem času.
But if you have this brilliant computer, but if you have no software, you have no program to give the computer, no intelligence to give the computer, it's about as intelligent as a lazy worm. Not any more intelligent.
Če pa imate ta čudovit računalnik, nimate pa softvera, potem ni vredno nič.
So in the same way, we cannot use our senses to understand something that is beyond the limit of our senses. God is not within our purview.
Tako tudi ne moremo svojih omejenih čutov uporabiti za spoznavanje, kar je nad temi čuti, kar Bog ni na našem obzorju.
You can't ask someone, please show me the soul, and say, we have got an electron microscope, so maybe my eyes can't see the soul directly, but I want to look under my microscope, and you show me the soul, then I will believe.
Če nam nekdo reče, pokaži mi dušo, imam tukaj mikroskop, pokaži mi dušo skozi mikroskop.
Your senses are imperfect. They cannot understand.
Čuti so nepopolni in ne moremo razumeti.
For example, 5.5-6 billion people. So, someone says to you that every man is dying. So, you can accept it. Or you can say, no, I want to do research. So you have to start searching, and you have to go through 6 billion people. And it's an impossible task. And maybe at some point you'll come to a conclusion that maybe there's somewhere someone who's not dying. In that way, you'll just go on forever.
6 bilijonov ljudi je na svetu in vsak od njih bi lahko rekel, da ljudje umirajo, ampak vi bi pa želeli narediti raziskavo in bi rekli, ne, hočem videti, če je to res, in bi šli naokrog raziskovati, če res umirajo vsi, in bi rekli, ne.
I'll give you an example. There was a famous, not a famous, the most famous father of modern science. Who is he? The father of modern science. Sir Isaac Newton. Okay, very good. Very good. Sir Isaac Newton. Now, Sir Isaac, he himself said, that I am like a little child. I'm like a little baby playing at the seashore, at the ocean shore with sand. I'm making a whatever. I'm playing with sand, pebbles. In comparison to the huge ocean of knowledge, I'm just like a little child playing with sand.
Modern Isaac Newton je rekel, da je on kot majhen otrok, ki se igra na obali velikega oceana, ki predstavlja znanje.
So, who are we? We have to accept authority. That's the only way we can understand the most important questions in our lives. Who am I? Where am I going? What is the purpose of my life? What happens after death?
In kdo smo mi? Mi moramo sprejeti avtoriteto, ki bi nam povedala, kdo smo mi? Se sprašujemo, kaj je smisel življenja? Kam grem?
If you want to speculate, if you want to buy some Tibetan gongs and, you know, float off here and think you're understanding the truth, you can go on birth after birth.
Če spekuliramo in se igramo na veliki tibetanski gong in hočemo priti do resnice, potem se lahko na ta način, da spekuliramo, samo rojevamo.
Just like Dr. my friend, my poor friend, Dr. Kobo. He I gave him a Bhagavad Gita, and I really hope that I can help him. But he can go on like that for many, many lifetimes.
Tako sem dal temu ubogemu kroglu Bhagavad Gita in on gre lahko na ta način se rojeva življenje za življenje.
So the message which is coming down to us through disciplic succession from spiritual master to disciple, it is called apurusheya, meaning it is not subject to defect, it is perfect knowledge.
Sporočilo, ki se prenaša od Svevišnjega Gospoda po nasledstvu učencev, se imenuje apurusheya in je brez primesi.
Just like, for example, today people study the brain of Albert Einstein. He's worshipped so much so they've kept his brain and they study it and they worship him because he was reportedly very intelligent.
Danes ljudje proučujejo možgane Alberta Einsteina, ker so jih shranili, ker je bil tako inteligenten in vse.
And being a scientist, he was also a philosopher.
Bil je znanstvenik pa tudi filozof.
So people quote him all the time when they want to establish some point, when they want to make a point and show how it is authorized, they will say that Albert Einstein said this about what I'm saying.
Ljudje ga pogosto citirajo, ko hočejo poudariti neko poanto, ko pravijo njegove citate.
We even used to use his name for glorifying the Bhagavad Gita. Alfred Einstein says about the Bhagavad Gita.
Tudi mi smo uporabili izjavo Alberta Einsteina o Bhagavad Giti. Albert Einstein pravi o Bhagavad Giti.
But the point is that people recognize that someone who has got a very big brain, who is very intelligent, we can learn from that person.
Ljudje spoznajo, da lahko teh znanstvenikov.
So, in the same way, we should not have any reluctance. We should not have any hesitation to accept knowledge which is coming down from higher authorities.
Tako se tudi mi ne bi smeli obotavljati, ko bi sprejemali znanje iz od višjih avtoritet.
Today people are very independent. They don't want to accept anybody else's version, anybody else's explanation.
Danes so ljudje zelo neodvisni in ne sprejemajo nobene druge razlage.
But if somebody is obviously more intelligent than we are, then why should we not learn from them and benefit?
Če pa je kdo bolj inteligenten od nas, zakaj ne bi sprejeli njegove razlage in se učili od njega?
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda vit eva chaham, that I am the goal of acquiring knowledge. The purpose of acquiring knowledge is to know Krishna, is to know God. The end of your search for knowledge is to realize that you are a part of Krishna and that you should engage in a loving relationship with him.
Krishna pravi Bhagavad Giti, da je on tisti, ki ga moramo spoznati.
So why should you hesitate to accept, at least to the point of experimenting, at least to the point of trying and seeing the result. So therefore, we're inviting all of you to take up the path of devotional service. And when we say take up the path of devotional service, we mean the authorized path. The Krishna consciousness movement is very authorized. We can show our disciplic succession from Krishna to Brahma to Vyasadeva to Madhvacharya, in that way coming down to the present day. There is a guru parampara, guru disciple. And we have also shown that when the message was lost, it was again spoken. So there is some integrity there. It's not like we've got some hidden texts that we're keeping locked away in the vault because they may reveal some knowledge which we don't want the common men to know because it might reduce our authority, like the Dead Sea Scrolls. I don't know if you know. Maybe you do know, but I haven't explained it. But there are some ancient texts concerning the Bible which the authorities have in their possession. And some of them have been released. And they explain many things about the teachings of Jesus which would revolutionize Christianity if people were to come to know it. And the authorities might lose some of their... that the early Christians were vegetarians. And they also accepted the idea of reincarnation. Even up to the 1st and 2nd century A.D., there were what do you call them, Nicenes? Anyway, they were following the idea of reincarnation. There was one Italian philosopher, Giordano Bruno, who was quite famous in his time, and he was burned at the stake because in a public trial he would not renounce his belief in transmigration of the soul. So there are many things. But we have shown our integrity. We admit the message can be broken. The message can be lost. It has to be passed down carefully. And we want you to test this knowledge. This is very important knowledge for all of you. It concerns your whole life. It concerns your future and it concerns your present now. This is the key that will unlock the treasure house of love of God. This is the key that will unlock the treasure house of happiness, of joy. I mean, I can't think. It's Friday night. And there's so many discos open. Everybody's been working hard all week. And you're tired. And you'd like to have, or at least a lot of people would like to have a few drinks, unwind, and then go out to a discotheque and dance around and pretend that they're all happy and, you know, show off and then go home, have a hangover the next morning, whatever. But of all those people, you have come here tonight and you have enjoyed with us this chanting of Hare Krishna. And it is so sweet. I mean, we heard in Blue Mao, we heard there were some sweet bells, and even Dayan, has his own band, so he was all excited that he heard some sound that he can use in his music and whatever. But apart from that, I mean, it was sweet, but it can't compare what I heard here this evening. This sound was so heavenly. This chanting, all of you chanting, and Sandipani leading us, and all the other devotees on stage singing so nicely. I could go on all night without food or sleep or maybe a little prasadam, but you could go on all night chanting the Maha Mantra and feeling bliss. So this is so important for you that you should pursue this. It's authorized, it's not invented. So I'll stop there because we can't go on all night because the authorities are going to kick us out in half an hour. But we can all go back to Gregor's house and have a kirtan there. We'll kick his parents out. Okay. Are there any questions that you have about anything? You're all coming here once a week or so. So maybe you have some questions about different things. Okay, you can translate the last 10 minutes. No, it's all right, it's all right. Do you have any questions about anything at all? You know, anything. How many windows are there in the Empire State Building? I can answer any question. One who has Krishna, he has all knowledge, right? How many atoms in this room? I can tell you. Yes.
How can we tell the difference between sentimentality and
the real devotion?
Devotional service.
Krishna, yes, real devotion. That's a good question. It's a very nice question. Thank you. Real devotion engages all of your sentiments. But it is guided by sadhu, guru, and shastra. By the scripture, by the living spiritual master who can answer your questions, and by the previous teachers and their example. Your sentiment must be there. We're not dry. Devotional service is ecstatic. When you become stunned, you know, when your body's stunned and your hairs stand on end, the hairs on your body, you know, they stand right up. And when your arms get longer and your legs and you go completely into ecstasy, then you have a little bit of devotion. That's the taste of devotion. It may take us a little while, but real love, real transcendental love, is about the sweetest emotion you can even think of, you know. Do you understand? Yeah. Sometimes we see, you know, if, I don't know who you got today, but I hate to say his name. There must be somebody new. I've got to figure out a new one. But, you know, if Michael Jackson, oh, he did come here, didn't he? Michael Jackson. He came to Ljubljana or something. Oh, he canceled? Because no one came, no one bought tickets. He's old hat now. He's finished. He's washed up. He's a has-been. They start playing Asia. when, you know, nobody in the West will, they can't, you know that they're finished when they have a concert in Delhi or Bombay or something. That's, anyway, who's the heartthrob now? Huh?
Boy George?
No.
Spice Girls.
Huh?
Spice Girls.
Oh, Spice Girls. For you, maybe. I heard they're hype girls. They've been created by, you know, Madison Avenue type. Anyway, when they come and, you know, you have all these young teenagers that just start screaming and yelling and rolling on the ground and going mad on the stage. So, you know, maybe that's a tiny little reflection of what it's like to actually love Krishna. <You know? laughs> The only thing I can think of. So, once someone asked Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was very sober, he never displayed any siddhis, not never, but very seldom. There's one fellow in India who looks like Jimi Hendrix, you know. I don't know if he can play guitar. He probably can. He says he's God, and God should at least be able to play guitar. But he actually has some siddhi. Many people report that from his photo, ashes come out. You keep his photo in your house, and you pray to the photo, and white ashes, they call it vibhuti, meaning the opulence of God. So many people claim that, and I've even heard devotees say that it happens. So you can get different siddhis by practicing austerity, tapasya, by controlling your mind and senses, by practicing brahmacharya, by raising your semen up the spine called urdhvareta. You get power, you get some shakti. So, of course, Srila Prabhupada, being a pure devotee of Krishna, had all mystic opulences, all mystic siddhi. But he never made a show. You know, I've been worshipping Prabhupada's picture for the last 30 years. I've never seen any ashes come out. A lot of Krishna prasadam, but no ashes. What can you do with ashes? They're useless. Yeah. So anyway, one devotee asked Prabhupada one time that, Prabhupada, what's it like to love God? And Prabhupada said, you want to know? He said, you really want to know what it's like to love God? And then Prabhupada closed his eyes. And then within a few moments, tears began to shoot from his eyes. Tears. The devotee actually got a little wet from Prabhupada's tears. And it went on that way for about 10 seconds. And the devotee was just, they couldn't stand it. So they just snuck out of Prabhupada's room. Because it was too emotional experience. So loving Krishna is full of sentiment, but yayatamam prapadyante, Krishna will reciprocate with you according to the degree of priority that you give him in your life. If you don't give him any priority, if you give other things priority, then Krishna won't reveal himself to you and you won't understand. But if you surrender 100% to Krishna, through the disciplic succession and in your heart and in the holy name, if you surrender, if you catch hold of the sound of the holy name, if you just allow yourself to get caught by the sweet sound of the holy name, that holy name will carry you out of the material world. He'll pick you up and carry you. You'll feel yourself transported. Beam me up, Krishna. Beam me up. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. Grantharaj, Srimad. Go ahead, take the picture quick. Grantharaj, Srimad, Bhagavad Gita ki! Thank you. So I promised you the best part now, all of those who are new. Old people, they have to pay, but the new people, no. For you new guests, we have some nice Krishna prasadam for every guest, actually.
Will you sign the books, please?
Oh, yes, we're going to autograph some books. If anybody would like to purchase a book here this evening, then it would be my great pleasure to put my thumbprint. I don't know how to sign my name, but I'll put my thumbprint.